Our scripture lesson this morning is Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. Genesis 6, 1 through 9. Let us hear God's word. When men began to increase in number on the earth and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose. Then the Lord said, "My spirit will not contend with man forever, for he is mortal. His days will be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterwards, when the sons of God went to the daughters of men and had children by them, and they were the heroes of old men of renown. The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. So the Lord said, 'I will wipe mankind, whom I have created, from the face of the earth, men and animals and creatures that move along the ground and birds of the air, for I am grieved that I have made them.' But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. This is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the peoples of his time, and he walked with God." Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious and Heavenly Father, you have been so good to us that you have already fed us with the bread of the earth this morning. But Heavenly Father, we ask now that you would provide the manna of heaven, that your Holy Spirit would apply your word to us. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. In the Sunday paper, there's a comic strip section. We've all seen that. But there's one single frame cartoon, and it is called "Where is Waldo?" Waldo is hidden somewhere in that single frame cartoon. Now, Waldo may be up towards the top, he may be towards the bottom, he may be on his stomach, he may be standing straight up, he may be in a lot of different places. But the purpose of the cartoon is that we find Waldo. Well, sometimes the scriptures, and especially the Old Testament, it's kind of like the comic strip, "Where is Waldo?" Except when we come to the Old Testament, we are asking the question, "Where is Christ?" Sometimes it's easy to find him. Sometimes it is more difficult. You need to understand that Christ is the main character in the Old Testament. Jesus is the main guy in the whole book of Genesis, in the whole books of the Scriptures. The Scriptures are the history of redemption. And everything in the Scriptures point us towards Jesus Christ. It was Christ in the garden with Adam and Eve. It was Christ with Moses on the mountaintop. It was Christ in the temple with King David. Everything about the Old Testament centers around who is Jesus Christ. The book of Hebrews explains to us that the temple in Jerusalem, it's an illustration, it is a shadow of the true temple of God, who is Jesus Christ. Other times, like Waldo blending in with the background of the comic strip, it takes a keen eye to find Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. But here in the account of Noah and the ark, we encounter Jesus Christ, the Christ who is veiled, the Christ who appears only in a shadow, but still it is Jesus Christ. Therefore, we must look more carefully through the eyes of faith to see the reality behind the shadow of Noah and the ark. And first thing we can see right off is that Noah himself is a type, he's a shadow, an illustration of the Christ to come. His father prophesied about Noah. The scripture says, "And Lamech lived 182 years, and he had a son. He named him Noah and said, 'He will comfort us in the labor and painful toil of our hands caused by the ground the Lord is cursed.'" Noah's name meant he who comforts, he who gives rest. His father regarded Noah as the one who would be possibly the Messiah, who would provide rest and comfort for the whole family. It's easy to see that Noah was a type of Christ because Christ himself was the one who would ultimately bring peace and rest. Prophet Isaiah, God speaking through the prophet Isaiah, says, "His rest shall be glorious." He says, I am he who comforts you." Jesus himself affirmed this when he says, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This is the fulfillment of Noah's name. It is Jesus, the one who brings the peace that passes all understanding, the one who gives you peace and rest from your labors. He is the one whom the Sabbath celebrates. In the Sabbath, we rest, but we rest in order to worship the one who has created the Sabbath and brings us rest. Rest from all of our burdens. Comfort in the midst of pain and sorrow. Rest from all of our worries every day. The Apostle Paul says, "In all things God works for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose." This is what is Jesus himself. He is the one who makes your life at peace with God. You were made for him, and your hearts are restless until you find him. So just as Noah was expected to bring comfort and rest to the land, Christ brings you comfort and rest to your soul. The next illustration we have of Christ as found in Noah is that Noah was favored by God. The scriptures say Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the peoples of his time, and he walked with God. Think about that. Of all the peoples on the earth at the time, Noah is singled out as a righteous man. Noah is singled out because he walked with God. You know, I bet Noah kind of stood out like a sore thumb. He was always being mocked and ridiculed, always being tempted. But the scriptures say what? He found favor with God and he did all that God wanted him to do. So it is with Jesus Christ. The scriptures say, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." God the Father is pleased with Jesus Christ. The love of the Father is upon the Son. As a father would look with admiration and pride upon his sons, God the Father looks with admiration upon God his Son. Also, just as Noah walked with God and was found righteous and blameless among the peoples of his time, so did Jesus walk with God, and he was found blameless among all the peoples of his time. Peter writes and says, he committed no sin and no deceit was found in him. Paul writes to the Corinthians and says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. Jesus obeyed all the will of the Father. He loved righteousness. He loved mercy. Jesus was uncontaminated by the virus of sin. He was perfect. He was a righteous man, blameless among the peoples of his time. And it was because of his perfections that he was attacked, ridiculed, mocked, and ultimately murdered. So it is with Jesus. Another way we see the shadow of Christ in Noah is that just as God gave Noah a great work to do, God the Father gave Jesus a great work to do. For Noah, he was to build the ark. You know that story from your childhood. He was to build the ark, and the animals were to come in. What is it? Toosies. Yeah, you say it for me. Toosies. Yeah, that's what happened. That was the great work that he was given. Jesus Christ was given a great work as well. He says, I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that the Father has given to me, but raise them up at the last day. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Now, this is what we talked about in Sunday school, is it not? Jesus did not die for everyone. Jesus says that he gives his life for the sheep. He gives his life for the elect. Well, Noah and his family, in a sense, were the elect in all the world. And by fleeing to the ark, they were saved. Christ tells us to flee to him, and we would be saved from our sins. The ark, you see, is a shadow of Christ. As Noah and his family were safe in the ark, if you flee to Christ, you are safe. The wrath of the Father is moved from you, and the grace and the love of the Father is placed upon you. Jesus says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. All that the Father gives to me will come to me. All that comes to me, I will in no way drive them away. As Noah and his family were safe in the ark, Christians are safe in the ark of Jesus Christ. As God destroyed the earth by water because of the surpassing greatness of sin, God will once again destroy the earth, but this time by fire. He will judge and he will condemn to hell all those who are outside of Christ. But if you have fled to Christ, your ark, then you will be protected. You will be protected, and the fires of wrath will not touch you. Jesus says, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. There was no other way for Noah and his family to be saved except to obey God and then flee to the ark. There's no other way for you to be safe but to repent of your sins and to flee to Jesus Christ, who will keep you safe. Oh, my friends, we ask the question, where is Waldo? But we ask the other question, where is Jesus Christ? And my friend, He is revealed in the Scriptures, and the Holy Spirit, working with the Scriptures, reveal Him to you. Outside of Christ, you have no hope of salvation. Inside of Christ, if He is your Lord and your Savior, you have full confidence that the Father will love you and take care of you. Flee to Christ. Do not delay. Flee to Christ immediately, because you do not know the day of judgment. Let's pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank You for Jesus Christ. We thank You, Heavenly Father, that You have sent us Christ, and that through Him our sins are forgiven. Oh, Heavenly Father, work in our hearts that we would flee to Christ, our family members would flee to Christ, our church family would flee to Christ. Work in us, Heavenly Father, that we would desire Jesus Christ, for it's in His name we pray. Amen. Let's close our worship as we stand and sing hymn number 649, More Love to Thee, O Christ.